I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Remember the Sochi Olympics? It's probably a blur of gold and silver medals, ski jumps, and double axels by now. Not to mention the blur at the end of the games as Russia and Ukraine went into an ugly standoff that led to the annexation of Crimea. But back to those Olympic games. 2 years ago, the southern Russian resort city of Sochi hosted them. And one thing the Russians had to do to get ready for them was a last-minute effort to rid the streets of Sochi of stray dogs. Boston Globe reporter David Filipov is with me. David, pick up the story from there. Were stray dogs in Sochi actually shot and killed?
Yeah, well, they were shooting them and killing them. Somebody had a picture of dogs being, administered a lethal injection. And you could definitely see that there were a lot of dogs in the city.
Right, hard to miss them. So how did you meet Vlada Provatorova?
Somebody had told me that there's this woman who drives around named Vlada Provatorova, who was picking up dogs at the station and other places where they'd, you know, be in big packs, picking up dogs off the street. And I said, let me go around with her. So she's like, no, I'm not going anywhere today. I'm just going to my shelter. And I'm like, I don't want to go to no shelter. But I went along anyway. And there I saw this sort of makeshift shelter where she was keeping dogs. And she told me about what she was doing. You know, she was actually trying to save these dogs that were otherwise going to get killed.
Not just save them, but apparently she turned into kind of a broker for people who wanted to adopt them as well.
Well, people read my story. And two women who emigrated from Russia also read it. They got in touch with Vlada and they decided to set up a nonprofit. And that's what they did. It's called Sochi Dogs. And through that, they started arranging for adoptions to people in the United States who wanted a dog.
Basically petfinder.com, but just for dogs from Sochi.
Just for dogs from Sochi. And the thing is that, you know, people have asked me, aren't there other places where there are dogs? And doesn't the United States have homeless dogs? And it's true. I mean, when you decide to do something to save somebody, you know, you have a lot of choices. The thing about Sochi dogs is that they are strays because dog owners in Russia very often don't get their dogs neutered or spayed. Dog comes home, has puppies that nobody wants or can afford. The puppies, you know, get discarded. And then they become strays. In Sochi, puppies that are discarded can become strays because it's subtropical climate. Homeless dogs can survive. In other places in Russia, that wouldn't happen. You know, Yakutia, where the winter temperature is minus 50. The thing is, it's because they're brought into this world in this kind of careless way.
So how's her work going 2 years after the Olympics? Is she still kind of a dog activist?
Yeah, she always has 50 dogs in the shelter. She gets them vaccinated, spayed or neutered. She's had 91 adopted. She's had, you know, 137 or so that have been spayed or neutered. So it's not like she's got thousands and thousands of dogs, but it's become a thing and it's ongoing. Now, the strays of Sochi number in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Wow.
So it's just a little effort. But the thing that's remarkable to me about it is that she started it and she's kept it going and that there are so many Sochi dog owners all over the world.
How many Sochi dog owners are there in the United States?
It's 52 in the United States, 36 in Canada. One of the ones in the United States is Kelly Stack, who was the forward on the women's hockey team that won silver medal. You know, she's really psyched about her Sochi dog. You know, they're dogs. They're dogs in a lot of other places.
Any specific breed or just?
It's a German Shepherd mix, German Shepherd, Yellow Lab, and also Chihuahua, which, again, gives you some of the idea of what happens when you're a dog on the street. Yeah. It was called Scheibe, which means hockey puck in the United States.
What about you? Did you step into that shelter and say, no, I'm not going to adopt, and then did one kind of grab you by the heart?
You've got 50 of them looking at you, and just try not to get a dog. Luckily for me, I have a cat, and that would have been a problem.
Yeah.
So I didn't. That's what stopped me.
Boston Globe reporter David Filipov, thanks very much for telling us about this dog project. It's really cool.
Thanks for having me.